It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans as we continue the study in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 6. And we're going to begin reading with the 6th verse, Romans chapter 6, verse 6. And so please that you would open your Bibles to that scripture verse, and that way we can read a couple of verses and get started with the study in a few minutes. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, it's Parkview Bible Church, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org, and we have many studies, messages, the Sunday message, the radio programs, many studies up on there, our Constitution, the plan of salvation. So please that you would take a look at it and enjoy it if you would, please. I know that you will. I know that it'll bring you to salvation if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, and it will help you to grow if you will just enjoy the Word, because that's what it's, just a study verse by verse of several different scripture Bible books that we have studied and enjoyed the study with. So please look those up. And also, if you'd like to send us an email, it would be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Both work. And so please that you would let us know that you enjoy the study, and we just would love to hear from you. But the important thing is that you're hearing the Word of God. And so please enjoy the study today. Now let's turn to Romans chapter 6, beginning with the 6th verse, Romans 6, 6. Knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through the Lord Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of the God's precious Word. Father, thank you today that we can come and enjoy this study. It is so enjoyable, so exciting to be able to open this precious book of yours, this living Word, and search it and study it. I have enjoyed it for 40 years. Father, it's just been such a joy to study your precious Word. I'm continuing to learn each and every day. I thank you for your living Word. I thank you that the Holy Spirit lives within my heart, that I can enjoy and learn and know your truths. Father, I ask today that those that are listening that do not know you as their personal Savior, they've never asked you to come into their heart, they have heard your Word possibly and just rejected it, or thought that they had accomplished enough by being a church member or being baptized. But, Father, we know that's not enough. They need to come by faith to you and be saved. They need to call upon you. And if they today are burdened about their sin, because that's the first thing, Father, that your Spirit does, is convicts man of sin. And once they're convicted, then they need to realize that there is a Savior. There is one that can bring peace and comfort and joy and life to them, and that is your Son, the Lord Jesus. So, Father, please help them to see clearly. Send someone that can proclaim the Word clearly to them if that's what's needed, so they'll be saved, that they'll come to know the Lord Jesus today. And then we'll begin the wonderful life of growth. And so we'll just walk each day serving you and praising you. Thank you, Father, for your Word today now. And guide and lead us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when we look at the scripture here, and we see the words, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. Many times folks will use these words lack of respect. They'll the old man or the old lady, what terrible words to use. We should never use those words. Here it is explaining who we are without the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I guess in that light, when we use the word old man, it is true. But we should not use those words in that tone, and many people do. And it's just, we need to not do that. It's not kind, it's not nice. It's done out of habit many times, and they don't even think about being disrespectful. And so as we look here at this word, as the words, knowing this, that that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. And we're going to take a look at this old man here. We're going to spend some time with the old man, and hopefully your old man's dead. And again, I don't mean that to be your father or grandfather or someone like that. I'm talking about the old man that's in you, the old man. And don't be confused with the flesh, because the old man and the flesh is two different things. The old man and the flesh is two different things. Right here is talking about the old man. When we are saved, when we're born again, the flesh does not change. We still have the old flesh. But the old man that we're talking about here in the sixth verse of Romans chapter 6 is different than the old flesh. This word old means, speaking of old man, old in the point of use, worn out, useless. Now, you can be very young, and you still have the old man. Your flesh may be strong and young, and you can just do anything. But you still have that old man needs to go. And the old man, because of sin, is, the description here is, worn out and useless. To be put in the scrap pile is a reference, to be discarded. We're not talking about the flesh, we're talking about the old man. The old man here refers to that person, the believer, who was before he was saved. So the old man to a born-again believer, the old man's gone. The old man has died. But that is the condition of every believer in the past. Before you came by faith to the Lord Jesus, the old man was present in control. But because of the cross of Calvary, the old man's been put to death. And this is the condition that a believer was in before he was saved. Before a believer, before a person is saved, born again, come by faith to Jesus Christ, call upon him as your Savior, please do that today. Before you are saved, you're lacking the life of God. You are dead in your trespasses and sins. And another word that helps you maybe to see your condition if you're not born again today, that word would be totally depraved. Now, as we look at this sixth verse, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that's being the Lord Jesus, and we're going to continue to move over this several times so that we have a good understanding of it, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. All right, now we've said that there's a difference between the old man and the flesh. The old man has to die. But when the old man dies, we still have the flesh. But now this word body that we are have here, and a lot of times I'll underline things in the Scripture so I can kind of highlight them. And if you would highlight, underline old man, and then underline body, and then we're going to look at sin, and then we're going to look at the word destroyed, and we're just going to take our time as we look through these verses of Scripture today. But the body there does mean the human body. So once again, let's read verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Now, I just said that the flesh continues. The old man is dead, and yet I said the body is the human body. So, once again, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Body is the human body. Sin here is the reference is therefore that the believer's physical body before salvation. All right. Now we know that the old sin is deteriorated, that flesh is deteriorating, the body is deteriorating because of sin. But something takes place, something wonderful takes place the day you are born again. The day you get rid of the old man. Sin, once again, in this scripture verse, in this condition, that the body of sin might be destroyed. The body of sin. Again, the reference is therefore to the believer's physical body before salvation. It possessed by or dominated or controlled by the sinful nature. That's our body, our flesh. It is dominated or controlled and controlled by the sinful nature, the old man. The old man. The person, the believer, was, before he was saved, was crucified with Christ in order that his physical body, which before salvation was dominated by this evil nature, might be destroyed. So, every person that's ever lived, every person Jesus took to the cross, took every person, all their sin, and it was laid upon him. And he died on that cross and took all those sins away. He destroyed the old man. He destroyed the old man. Now, we still have the flesh, and that flesh is still deteriorating, and we need to thank God for death, because if it was not for a physical death, our body would continue to deteriorate, and we would have that pain and suffering that goes with that. But here we're talking about our nature, the old man. And so the person, again, I've written this down so that you can see it. The person, the believer, was, before he was saved, was crucified with Christ in order that his physical body, which before salvation was dominated by his evil nature, might be destroyed. So what took place on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago was he took that old man and it died. He died. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, taking our sins away, destroying the old man. But until we come by faith to Jesus, it's not put to our account. There's a gift. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You need to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. He's handing you a gift of salvation, but you have to receive it. You have to take it. If you do not, it's not of any value to you, and you are still, your old man is still in control of you. We need to get rid of the old man. Now, as the scripture says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. the old man must die, must be destroyed. And the old man was destroyed upon the cross of Calvary. But until you come by faith to Jesus, baptism, church membership, Jesus, until you come to Jesus is the only way. Those other things are of no value until you come by faith to Jesus. Then you come by faith to Jesus and you're born again. Then you want to come to church. You want to follow the Lord in scriptural baptism. You want to do those things, but not until then. And so if you have no desire today to come by faith to Jesus, it breaks my heart because you need Jesus. And please listen to the Spirit of God that He will, you will reckon to His call and you will call upon Him and He will save you and He will keep you. Now let's look at this word destroyed, because we're talking about destroying the old man. The flesh we still have, but the concern and what I want to describe and explain to you is, it's who rules, who's in control, what, as we use that word, to dominate, to control. The old man is doing that now. The old man's got to die. And that way, when we're born again, that new life, now we have an opportunity to live a life pleasing unto God, but only upon being born again. This word destroyed here, we have looked at the old man, we've looked at the body, we've looked at sin, and now we're going to look at this word destroyed. Destroyed is to render idle, inactive, to cause to cease. All right. Knowing this, that our old man, that person, or before we were saved, was crucified with Him in order that our physical body, which at that time was dominated by sinful nature, might be rendered inoperative. I wrote that down so that I had that very clear. When we come by faith to the Lord Jesus, the old man is destroyed, rendered idle, inactive, to cause to cease. And what takes place for the first time then, no longer do we as a believer, we are not a slave to sin. Up until that time, we are. Up until that time, the old man loves sin. The old man is sinful nature. And that's us. That's anyone that does not come by faith to Jesus Christ. That's anyone that is not born again. And so no longer do we as believers, now we are not slave to sin anymore. When we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we become a new man. Not the old man, the new man. And so for the first time now, we have the ability and the power to walk as we should walk, to please our God. Before, we were just pleasing self. That's all that old man wanted to do, was to please self. And if that's what you desire today, if that's who you are, that you don't care about anybody else or nothing else, you better look into your heart and see, because if you say you're saved, I don't want you to miss. I'm not going to question your decision. You have to look at your decision. But if all you like to do is satisfy self, and you don't have any desire to serve God and to praise God and to help others, if you have no desire to do that, and you say you're a believer, I guess the fruit is evidence. And if you're a believer in Jesus Christ and you have a new man, you're going to produce spiritual fruit. And that's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You're going to begin to be that and not the old man. Not self-centered, not having to have your way, not always desiring to do what you want to do. When you're born again and you have a new man, then is when you will begin to desire to study the Word, and you'll begin to want to be pleasing to the Lord. And so the Bible does not teach that the old man is made over or improved. We are it's made new. The old man is destroyed. That's what happens the day you get saved, the day you're born again. The old man is crucified with him, with the Lord Jesus. Jesus took all of our sin. He put to death the old man, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Now, again, there is a difference between the old man and our flesh. But when the old man has control of the flesh, it will always be evil. And so when the new man, when we have come by faith to Jesus and we're born again, then is when we have an opportunity to please God, and we can say no to the flesh. For the first time, we have the power to say no to the flesh. You want to know why there's so much evil in the world? Is because there's so many people that have rejected Jesus Christ as their Savior. If they would come by faith, truly be saved, come by faith to Jesus, you would not recognize this world, because this world would begin to be filled with people that possess love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. What a wonderful life. Look at all the evil that's going on in this world today in the name of religion. Well, to be a Christian, to be born again, to have the Holy Spirit in your heart, that new man brings that out. The old man is destroyed. He's put to death. He's crucified, as the Scripture says here, because Jesus died on the cross for us. When God saves us, He saves us from sin to righteousness. I'm going to continue to read this sixth verse, the seventh verse, so that you can see what happens to a believer. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. The old man died. For the first time, we are not a slave to sin. We've been a slave. Now, maybe you've been able to control that, and you've been able to live a right life and a good life, but it's been a battle all along. Why don't you come by faith to Jesus so you have the strength? There'll still be a battle there, but, my dear friend, you'll have the Savior, the Holy Spirit, to help you and to carry you through everything. It's wonderful to be a child of God, to possess those, that have the opportunity to begin to share those precious joys, those precious fruits. Again, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. What a beautiful message. We'll look at that here in just a little bit again. When God saves us, He saves us from sin, and He sets us on a path of righteousness. What a wonderful day. In verse 7, he that is dead is freed from sin. Dead. Death is a release. Death liberates. There is no claim to us any longer. The day we are saved, the old man is dead. He was crucified. It is wonderful to know that and to possess those things. You know, as we look at these scriptures and in just kind of review to see this, we are no longer a slave to the sinful nature. This divorce, we have been separated. This divorce from sinful nature has come about by faith in the risen Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, in His precious shed blood, His perfect blood. When we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we become a new man. I've got a couple of scripture verses here that I would like to look up with you, and I hope that you're able to turn to them. If not, maybe you can write them down and look at them at a later time. If you would like a copy of this, we can sure send it to you. If you would like just to go to the website, because it is on the website, just look under Romans and then come down to this chapter and verse, and you'll be able to listen to it and enjoy it. Download it if you would like. 2 Peter There's 1 Peter. You hear the pages. I'm just turning it to it there myself. I hope that you have the opportunity. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lusts. We have escaped that corruption by coming by faith to the Lord Jesus. And because Jesus has died on the cross and put to death the old man, by us coming to him, then we are partakers of that. Let's look at Colossians now, chapter 3. Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians, chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. What a wonderful promise. I have some verses of scripture here. I wanted to kind of go over everything and then kind of come back. The Bible, again, does not teach that the old man is made over. We're not just remodeled. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. I hope you know your Bible. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What a promise. Galatians chapter 6, verse 15. Galatians 6, 15. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. That's what happens. The old man is crucified. The old man is dead. And you have a new life, and no longer are we a master to sin. We have the ability and the strength for the first time to live a righteous life. Now, you can put on a face and you can put on a life that has that appearance, but it's of no value. You must come by faith to Jesus, because then you will have the strength, and it'll be coming from inside out, not trying to do something on the outside to change the inside, because you can't. You can't do it. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That's the opportunity that we have. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. Ye have put on the new man. We have read this in chapter 3, verses 3 and 4 a little bit ago. And now we're reading from Colossians 3, 10. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that creates him. Renewed in knowledge. We've put on a new man. Been made new. What wonderful verses of scripture. We'll begin there in just kind of a little bit of review, because we want to go to Galatians, back to Colossians, in First Timothy or First John, so just many of them to study yet. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?